A reality. Carnegie Mellon, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is one of the leading robotics engineering schools. Scientists there are designing highly developed robots to do uninteresting, dirty, and dangerous jobs. One such robot looks like a snake. The snake robot's 16 joints permit it to pass through narrow spaces like underground pipes in nuclear centers. The robot looks for leaks and other damage. Howie Chosett is a robotics professor at Carnegie Mellon. He is the leader of the snake robot design team. The professor says there are a lot of places humans cannot reach.
Being able to reach them will have an incredible impact on humanity, society. It's just a matter of characterizing, you know, where are these places you can't reach.
The 2011 disaster at the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan made clear the need for robots. Robots can work safely in high radiation areas. Another robot, Chimp, can easily move through any disaster area. Chimp's powerful hands can turn on and off controls and carry out other similar jobs. Anthony Stintz is the director of Carnegie Mellon's National Robotic Engineering Center.
My goal is to develop robots that could do work that is dull, dirty, and dangerous. And as far as posing a threat, I really don't think there's anything to worry about.
Another group at Carnegie Mellon University is developing a robot to replace humans in performing more ordinary jobs. The researchers hope the new robot design will be able to carry things down the halls of a hospital or office building. Researchers often make robots play games. These games are designed to teach robots complex tasks. A new process permits some robots to play soccer. The robots can predict the ball's behavior based on the basic laws of physics. Scientists hope that, someday, robots of equal intelligence will cooperate with each other to work in more serious situations. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. For more technology stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. Give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. At VOA Learn English. I'm Jonathan Evans.